It's Thursday, the 5th of April. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com today, and here's your sports. The Aggies and the Oklahoma Sooners get an early start on the Big 12 baseball weekend as they play the first of a three-game series at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park tonight at 6:35. That means that the full weekend pitching rotation will be going a day sooner than normal, but Aggie coach Rob Childress does not see that as an issue with either team.
You know, these guys are big and strong. We're not asking them to come out of the bullpen in the middle of the week. They're getting their full allotment and rest, even though all three of them will be shorted a day. I think they're going to be ready. But, you know, Oklahoma's guys are going to be shorted a day, too, and they're playing much better, and it ought to be a great series. Thursday, Friday at 6:35, and then Saturday will be a 3:30 start. Both the Thursday and the Saturday games will be on TV, and, you know, be an opportunity, you know, to showcase this great stadium across the country.
It'll be A&M junior right-hander Michael Waka against OU sophomore lefty Jordan John tonight. OU comes in ranked 24th with an 18-11 record. They're 4-5 in the Big 12. A&M is 23-6 and 4-2 in conference and ranked as high as 4th in the nation. We'll be on the air with the games at 6:05 tonight with the pregame on 16:20. Also in the Big 12, Missouri hosts Baylor, Texas Tech will host Texas, and Oklahoma State will host Kansas. Well, the Temple Wildcats bussed back to College Station yesterday to play two innings of baseball, and the trip was worth it for them. The game between Consol and Temple was resumed last night after being stopped in the bottom of the fifth on Tuesday because of lightning. Consol was up 3-2, but Temple scored two runs in the top of the seventh inning, and they beat the Tigers 4-3 at the Tiger Diamond. Consol drops to 6-2 in district and tied for the lead with Bryan because the Vikings made up their game with Ellison in Killeen last night and won it 8-4 with Austin Gallego getting three doubles. Consol hosts Ellison tonight at 7 o'clock while Bryan will host Shoemaker. Rutter brings in Maynard. In softball, Bryan's at Copper's Cove, Consol's at Shoemaker, and Rutter is at Hutto. Soccer season is done for the Consolidated Boys. They lost that delayed by-district match to Tyler Lee in Palestine last night, 3-0. Tigers finish at 15-6-3. Well, a memo to the Miami Marlins. Next time, don't invite the World Series champions to help you open your new $515 million ballpark. The defending series champion St. Louis Cardinals were a most inhospitable guest last night, leading all the way to a 4-1 win over the Marlins. The highlight for a packed house of 36,600 at the old Orange Bowl site may have come before the game. Boxing legend Muhammad Ali rode in a golf cart with Marlins owner Jeffrey Loria to highlight the pregame festivities. Miami Beach was the site of Ali's stunning victory over Sonny Liston for the heavyweight title in 1964. There are seven opening games today, and tomorrow the Rangers open the season hosting the White Sox, and Houston opens at Minute Maid hosting Colorado. A couple of Aggie women's basketball notes. The Aggie women finished 12th in the final coaches poll released yesterday. Baylor was, of course, a unanimous number one. Also, the Aggie women will hold their annual awards banquet at the Zone Club at Kyle Field April the 18th. You can go to the 12th Man Foundation for tickets on that one. And there were a few awkward moments yesterday during the Augusta National Chairman Billy Payne's pre-Masters press conference. The subject of membership came up, in particular Augusta's long-standing policy of allowing no women members. It's a hot topic again now because the CEO of a key Augusta sponsor is IBM head Virginia Romedy. The last four IBM chiefs have all been men and all offered membership to the exclusive course. So Payne was asked if the no women policy is going to change.
All issues of membership are now and have been historically subject to the private deliberations of the members. And that statement remains accurate and remains my statement.
They kept pressing him on it, but he wouldn't budge. No comment. The Masters starts this morning as Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, and Gary Player take the ceremonial first shots off the number one tee. And that's your look at sports, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com.